Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer. I'm an actress, singer, and entrepreneur. On my new podcast, Baby, This is Keke Palmer, I'm asking friends, family, and experts the questions that are in my head. Like, is OnlyFans only bad? Where do memes come from? And where's Tom from MySpace? Listen to Baby, This is Keke Palmer, only on Amazon Music.
Watch What Crappens, Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we absolutely love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful and hilarious Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Benoons.
How's it going? You happy we made it to the end of the week?
We did it! Yeah, it was a lot of recaps this week. Jeez.
It was a lot. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, but God, a lot of laughing this week. There's been a lot of laughing. And now I get to feel sorry for Lisa for another hour. So I'm super excited about that. Because it's Real Housewives of Miami Day. Oh, well, you know Miami.
Oh, well, you know Miami. Before we dive into that recap of that show, which I love that show so much. Let me also point out a few things. First and foremost, in case you missed the announcement, Dwell Hello is back. It's on Wondery Plus. So if you're a Wondery Plus subscriber, you'll get access to it. So check it out. Really excited about this week's Dwell Hello. Also, all our shows are now fully on sale. No more pre-sales. It's full sale, full-fledged sale. Okay, in case you missed this news, San Diego, St. Paul, Chicago, and Columbus have been added onto the schedule. For people who are wondering, hey, where's our Midwest shows? Don't worry, we got Columbus, Chicago, and St. Paul. And the other cities that are on sale, Austin, Dallas, Phoenix, Los Angeles, Charlotte, Atlanta, Denver, Salt Lake City, Seattle, San Francisco, Toronto, Philadelphia, New York City, and Washington, D.C. You can get all those tickets at watchourcrappens.com, or there's links on our social media, wherever we make it as easy for you as possible. Go get those tickets. Some of those venues are selling really well. And thank you to everyone who is buying tickets. Really appreciate it a lot. I looked at the sales for the Crappies in Los Angeles. That's February 24th. A lot of tickets have already been sold. So if that's something that you're interested in seeing, I definitely encourage you to buy a ticket sooner rather than later. You never know when there's going to be a surge or whatever. There's still tickets left, so don't panic. But like, they're definitely selling very well. We're very excited for that show. We already have some guests lined up. Very, very, very cool guests. So yeah, like really excited for this whole tour. And we can't wait to see you guys all. So that's the news. Dwell Hello, tour. You can also catch our Patreon stuff, patreon.com/watchforcrappens, Crappens on Demand. We did a really hilarious and fun Looney Tunes trailer breakdown of the Vanderpump Rules trailer that just came out, season 10 trailer. We did that. That was over an hour. We somehow made over an hour of content of that trailer, and we still had there. We probably could have eked out another 30 minutes, I guarantee. So check that out on Patreon. Next week we'll be doing, I'm assuming we're going to be doing New Jersey unless something changes. So that's all the exciting stuff.
Yes. A lot of fun times. Let's jump into Miami, shall we, Benoons?
Oh, well, you know, I'm going to jump in, but I'm going to be careful because I just had a very non-invasive BBL. So Ronnie, please bear with my buttocks.
Do you remember that time I was putting in my G-Cal? My G-Cal. My Google Calendar, I was putting in BBL because I was going to get some kind of laser. I forget what it stands for. It's like, it's a face laser, though, you know, because I have dark spots on my face I'm trying to get rid of. And I put it on accident on the the Watch What Crappens calendar. And Ben didn't say anything about it. Okay. And it had been on there for like a month. And I was like, wait, this is the wrong color. You know, I said, hey, did you see this thing on the calendar? You're like, you're getting a butt lift, Ronnie. Like, I didn't want to bring it up, but a butt lift.
Every now and then, Ronnie schedules his personal upkeep on our mutual calendar, and it's the funniest thing. It's always like, see Dr. Florenza tomorrow, skin buffing, or something like that.
Well, but I don't
think it's
know
cute. It's like, oh, Ronnie's doing some self-care.
I don't know what any of this stuff means, you know, because I'm new to that esthetician world. And I have no idea what it means, but they got me on like some monthly plan. You pay like $100 a month and you get like one treatment a month. So I'm just like trying all this new stuff. I don't know what anything is. And I just show up and they do whatever. Frankly, I look the same. But, you know, it feels good to go have someone like be forced to be nice to you.
Yeah, there's something to be said about pampering. I feel like it's why I get like a mani-pedi. I can cut my own nails, but there's something nice that someone else does it for you, and you sit in a massage chair and your feet soak and it's all wonderful. And like, sure, half the time for the next 2 days, my fingers and cuticles are irritated, you know, but like, hey, for that 30 minutes it was really lovely.
Yeah, I have a strange big toe growth. It's not a growth on my toe, but the way that my nail grows, it grows. Well, I do have two webbed toes, you know, two on each feet. But my big toe, the nail grows like too wide. And so if they cut it in the half circle, which, you know, nails are supposed to go in a half circle, then I get ingrown toenails. And so I was like, you know what? Never again. And this is when I was 13, by the way. I was like, never again. And I've never done it. The most I've done is have those little fish in Mexico eat my cuticles. Oh. And let me tell you, you have seen nothing until you've seen multiple fish explode because they ate too much of your dead skin. There's a lot of dead skin. A lot of little fish explosions down there in the water.
Well, I'm hoping to get a BTL this week, which, as we all know, is a Brazilian toe lift. I'm really excited. I'm going to get some injectables in my big toe. People be like, do you have gout? I'm like, no, I got a BTL.
Let's do it. I'm in for that. A toe lift. For like a foot job. Because I have Fred Flintstone feet. I would like nicer like shaped feet so I could buy shoes from regular stores and not have to go on Google and just search fat fucking feet and wait to see what comes up.
I feel like your feet are much more beautiful than you are giving them credit for.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
just going to say that. I'm going to say that on spec.
They're stunners. Okay? You've never noticed my feet?
Well, on. It's not like you're sitting there. You never walk around in flip-flops, you know?
Oh, I used to.
There's nothing for me to notice. It's all
the mayor of Los Angeles showed up to my Eric Garcetti showed up to my house and was like, "Hi, I'm Eric Garcetti. Please wear shoes. Stop wearing flip-flops." Whole Foods has personally asked me to come by. Thanks.
Well, anyway, speaking about big feet, that there was no transition there. I just used verbiage that sounded like that was transitioning. Here's what we'll start with. Lisa Hochstein walking through her giant, sterile, glossy house with shiny surfaces and no soul. That soulless, soulless house. So now she's walking through
it. It really is.
It.
My note is sad long shots of Lisa's terrible home taste.
Yeah. Because the thing is, it's always been a soulless house, but at least they were pretending like it was like a warm hearth, you know, like there was a warm hearth and there was warmth in this soulless cavern of ice, but now there's the facade is up and now it's just like a big antiseptic wasteland of a house, and Lisa's walking through it.
This is the Sunland Park Mall in El Paso, Texas. They're like, it's marble and some hollow statues of horses. Okay, that's what it is.
It's literally like Superman comes flying through and takes a seat and cries and he's like, oh shit, this is not the Fortress of Solitude, this is Lisa Hochstein's house. Damn, did it again.
Oh, so she comes down the stairs and we see close-ups of family pictures where everybody's supposedly looking happy, but I think it's a picture of Lisa and the kids and then another picture of like Lenny and one of the kids.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of signs. There's a lot of signs. Then we go over to Alexia and Marisol who are talking on the phone, and Alexia, I imagine this is how she starts all of her conversations. Oh my God, I had to call you because... Yes. Every conversation, like even if it's to check on the electricity bill. Hello? Oh, I had to call you because my electricity's.
She does like to narrate herself. You know, she's a little bit like Marge from New Jersey in that way. You know?
Yeah. So she's like, I saw this article that came out on page 6. And Marisol's just like, give it to me dirty. Shake and not stirred. I'm an alcoholic.
And it turns out we're sort of in a montage of all the women talking. It's like, tell me more, tell me more. And so Gertie is like, Lisa was blindsided by divorce. Lenny announced to page 6 exclusively that he was divorcing Lisa and also confirmed he is seeing someone new who is potentially Gertified. Well, I can't believe they even used my brand in this. That's terrible.
And she's just grabbing on Russell's arm like, can you believe this? Can you believe all this that's going on? And Russell's just so bored. You know... Just something I learned at the esthetician, since I brought that up anyway. Vitamin B shots does give you some energy. Try it out.
Vitamin board?
Russell needs some vitamin B. I'm calling it right now. So then we go to Adriana and Nicole on the phone, and she's like, and now he's flaunting this girl. And Nicole's like, he's just being a crazy jerk. The way he's acting is just insane.
And then we go to Larsa. I just like, got this thing about Lisa, and I'm, like, traumatized. Like, both parties agreed to absolve their marriage at least a month ago. That's, like, wrong, like... By the way, did you hear the latest? Speaking of gossip, tabloid gossip, did you hear the latest on Larsa Pippen?
Yeah, she's making out with some kid somewhere.
Some right? kid. Michael Jordan's son. And we're not talking about Michael B. Jordan. We're talking about Michael the Jordan, a.k.a. the man who was teammates with Scottie Pippen. And she's making out with Michael Jordan's son now.
Michael Jordan's son. I'm going to look him up.
He's like 32.
Okay, 32 is not so bad.
I mean, they're adults. I'm just saying.
I just saw a son and I was like, girl, come on now.
I just imagine like she probably saw this kid grow up a bit, you know? It just is a little weird. I mean, men do it to women all the time, which does not excuse it. So, like, there's some weird, strange impairment angle in this, I suppose. But I just am like, wow, Larsa, congratulations. You are a great reality star. You are doing it. You're doing all the depraved things you need to do to stay on TV.
I just, like, don't want to, like, date, like, any more athletes. Like, I just want to date their, like, children. I'm into athlete children now. And you know what? I mean, I guess good for her because, like, she's not actually going for the bag. She's going for the inheritance bag. And that screams long-term relationship because you got to wait for the parent to die. So good for her, you know, looking for something a little longer term. You know, I support it.
You know who's really excited about this? Andy Cohen. So that way at the reunion, he can say, so, Larsa, I watched that documentary, The Last Dance. Did you watch that? Now, when you watch the home videos of you in your 20s and then this guy you're kissing in his ones, how did that make you feel? And you're holding him in your arms.
Yeah. So then we get to Alexia, back to Alexia. She's like, yeah, he said that they've been living a separate life for a year and they decided to get the divorce last month. And Marisol's like, oh, wait. So the decision was made to get divorced before he started to date her? That's not what Lisa's that about.
Yeah. And then Gertie's like, how do two people have completely different takes on a situation? The whole thing is so messed up. And then Alexia's like, well, she has us and like we'll be by her side and like help her as much as we can. Oh, well, you know, Peter, unless Peter needs something, because then I'll be with Peter and I won't be with her. But you know what I'm saying.
I need to go in person and check on the bottle of vodka I left at her bar. I mean, Lisa. So then we see those black leather leggings that were made famous by Catherine Calhoun of
Formerly of Southern Charm.
Yes, they fired Catherine, which, I mean, listen, she wasn't showing up to work, like, literally ever at all. She wasn't even putting her hands on the steering wheel of her car last season. I mean, Catherine wasn't even making an effort to drive, okay? So I kind of get it. Crazy news, though, anyway.
I mean, there's been so much news. I mean, obviously, Lisa Rinna, gone. That was last week. Diana, gone this week. Diana Jenkins, I know. Pop culture icon Diana Jenkins, guys. Gone. Gone from Beverly Hills. But now Catherine Dennis. I heard the real reason why Catherine was fired was because people were really getting very confused by all the orange smudges on her call sheets. They were like, wait a second. Is this a call sheet?
She was messing up production. They would be like, wait a minute, you told me Monday at 1 p.m. No, it was 10 p.m. Oh, there's a damn orange smudge over the zero.
Too much self-tanner on all these papers we need. Our scheduling.
They're like, wait a minute, these titles aren't, this show's not called Southern Harm. We almost got canceled from Bravo. Oh, she smudged the sea with her. Her tanner. So Catherine Dennis actually just changed her Instagram that day that it was announced that she was fired. And it says, Catherine Dennis, public figure, Charleston. I am hashtag Southern Charm. And under it says, onlyfans.com/Catherine Dennis.
Oh, there we go.
Like, wow. Well, you know what? I appreciate somebody who doesn't say, I'm just going to take a year.
Yeah.
You know those people when they lose their job and like those people who actually save money and they're like, yeah, I'm going to take a couple months just for me. And Catherine's like, I am Southern Charm. My boobies are up. please stop by my next job. I support it. I support the hustle.
Yeah. Yeah. Good work. Good work. And I'm excited to see you do a collab with Larsa on the platform.
I'm interested to see how self-tanner looks on vaginas. I've never seen that before. You're going to have to start tanning war. So they're talking about that. I mean, not about that. Oh, yeah, black leather leggings.
Marisol,
so like Catherine wore, you know, those black leather leggings.
Yeah.
And Marisol's the only person they fit like jogging pants, you know? She's got like little... little Marisol legs. So she goes to check on Lisa, and Lisa's like, hey, you, hey, my daughter, who I love so much, do you want to do this puzzle first? She's doing that thing where she pretends she spends time with the kids. I always love that, because then she tells her, we're doing puzzles and makeup, how are you? And then the next time we see the kids, she's just wandering down the hall looking behind her like, well, I guess that shit's over.
I know. All right, kid. I'm going to put you in this giant white room with shiny surfaces and one white chair. Okay, enjoy your colorful childhood experience.
Yeah. Hi. Can I have a beverage, an adult beverage? I'm going to go see and get my vodka. I know. Oh, God, it's right where I left it.
Oh, I guess there are no vodka drinkers around here because my bottle is right where I left it. Or no one likes your vodka.
It's like, by the way, the last time I was here, I left my funnel here, so I had to order a brand new funnel. And of course she's got it to show us because she's the prop queen of Bravo. And she's like, thanks, Jeff Bezos.
Wow. Marisol breaking the news that Amazon can deliver tchotchkes very quickly. As someone who has bought that funnel set off of Amazon, I understand.
So she's like, I'm here to help you get stronger. You? What are you fucking kidding? You can barely hold up those pants. Get the fuck out of here. It's on someone else.
Listen, there have been a lot of, you know, you told us he asked you to find a place to live. He's dating someone. In the article, he said you guys have been living separate lives, like that old Phil Collins song. Don't you love that song? You have no right to ask me for a cocky. You know how it goes. Anyway, I thought everything was fine.
The number of times you've brought up Phil Collins on this podcast.
You're welcome.
I'm officially disturbed. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, that's a fun reference. And I'm like, well, that was a fun reference. And I'm like, wow, wait. I mean, that was fun, but... And now I'm just worried. Today is the day I've officially become worried, okay?
Ronnie, take a look at me now, okay? I want you to listen.
This is an empty space.
You come back to me is against all odds. It's a chance I gotta take. All right, monkey, enough of the karaoke. I know grief has many forms, but let's not do Phil Collins karaoke.
Now, I love that Marisol is here under the guise of being helpful when she's just here to muddy the waters and make it look like Lisa has been planning all of this for a storyline. Because that's what I'm getting from her.
Right.
So, Lisa's like, I mean, look at this. It's everywhere. It's in page 6. Is that laminated? Yeah, I'm waiting for the framer to come by. It's been in people. It's been in us. Why are you smiling so much? It has been in other magazines. Entertainment Weekly. Did you just turn on a ring light?
And I love that they also, by the way, going back a few beats, when Lisa was saying that, like, how upset she is that Lenny is saying that they've been separated for a while, when just like a few weeks ago everything was fine, and then the producers roll footage of that awkward Judaism scene where Lisa's like, all right, let's learn about Judaism, right, Lenny? And Lenny's like,
he's just giving her a look.
Death stare.
Yeah, because he's just on his phone the whole time. And that's also when she was wearing her, like, I love Lucy. I'm just a homemaker from the 50s, and all I do is live to make borscht for my husband.
Yeah, I make borscht, and I'm studying the Hora.
Can we just mix these into two things and have the borscht? So I can study Judaism and put too much sauce and borscht at the same time.
Come on, Lenny, we gotta hurry this up. I got horror class in half an hour. Today we're learning what to do when you change directions. I'm having trouble with it, but I think I'll pick it up soon.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Amazon Pickup is a convenient and secure way to collect your Amazon parcels from locations near you. Help keep gifts a surprise when you choose to pick up from an Amazon locker or counter. Parcels can be picked up on your schedule, and you can rest assured knowing that your packages are kept safe and secure. Plus, there's no additional cost to use an Amazon locker or counter. Find a convenient pickup point near your home, work, or the places you already visit. Amazon Pickup is the worry-free option for the times when home delivery isn't ideal. To find your nearest pickup location or to learn more, go to amazon.co.uk/wondery. That's amazon.co.uk/WONDERY.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. If you're looking for the answer to deep philosophical questions like what is the meaning of life, I can't really help you. But I do believe that we really enrich our experience here by learning from others. And that's why in each episode, I like to talk with actors, musicians, artists, scientists, and many more types of people about how they get the most out of life. We explore how they felt during the highs and sometimes more importantly, the lows of their careers. We discuss how they've been able to stay happy during some of the harder times. But if I'm being honest, it's mostly just fun chats between friends about the important stuff. Like, if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it? Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Lisa's like, come on, living two separate lives? I mean, there were no separate lives. And Marisol tells us, oh, they lived in this huge house, and it was a constant parade of parties with half-naked strangers and two babies. Who has nudie parties with babies?
Well, I thought everyone in Miami did that, personally. I was like, this seems normal for Miami, but maybe I just am naive.
Yeah. So Marisol says that she loves Lisa and she adores her and she's my friend, which, you know, slam's coming.
Yeah.
But I think she knew what was coming and she thought, well, we'll just fix it. You know, we'll make it better. That's why you need to live in your truth. And my truth is, Kettle One over Belvedere. That's it. Thanks, Jeff Bezos.
Well, guess what? Lenny doesn't even sleep at the house anymore. I'm like, Lenny, take me home. You don't remember. And then, so then she's like, you know what? I know where he is. He's with her. Okay. He's just doing whatever he wants. And I'm stuck here in this giant icecapade set. And he keeps telling me I found a place and maybe you can look at it. Like, you don't get to tell me where to live. You don't get to tell me where to live. I don't want, like, I get to choose where I want to live.
Yeah, at this point, I would say take whatever mansion he's offering, you know? Because, listen, we all know Lenny is the piece of shit here. But this is Lenny offering you, now I'm assuming it's some sort of a mansion. Okay, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just like a one-bedroom condo. We don't know. But knowing how badly this is going to go, you know, I'm like, just take the house. It's like when you're watching a game show and they're like, all right, you've got $7 million. Would you like to walk now or would you like to go for 15? And you're like, take the money!
Yeah.
It's like literally everyone in the audience screaming, take the money!
Yeah, I mean, the like, hey, up with ladies, part of me wants to be like, no, don't take that, man. You do your own things, you know? But then there's part of me that's like, actually, like, I don't really know what her own thing is. So, yeah, take the house and then wait for the dust to settle and then sell that shit for a profit and then get the new house that you want.
Yeah, I'm just coming from the place of a person with friends and family who have been through terrible divorces when you have a prenup. And, you know, I'm looking at a realistic bargaining position. You know, that's all.
Did you ever see that movie UHF from the 80s with Weird Al Yankovic?
Hell no. I was too classy for that shit.
It was like Weird Al Yankovic starts a TV network, basically, and they had all these wacky TV shows, and one of them was called Wheel of Fish. It was like Wheel of Fortune, but it was with fish. And they had that exact scenario that he's talked about where, like, the lady could have taken home the jackpot, but she wanted to push her luck. And they're like, well, do you want to see what's under the box? Because it's like, it could be like $10 million. And they remove the box because, of course, she chooses the box, and it's a fish. And then the host just yells at her and says, you're so stupid. And that is how I feel about Lisa many times. I think that's actually the feeling I get when I think about Lisa just embarking on this marriage in the first place.
Me too. Yeah. Because, you know, in the game show example, what was that show? Like Millionaire? You want to be a millionaire or whatever?
And then there's Let's Make a Deal. There's Deal or No Deal. Both sort of have that situation.
So many where they're like, just take it. The audience is screaming at you. And you're not even the contestant. You're the girl holding the suitcase, you know, that you open. And I think that, listen, lightning doesn't strike twice. I think Meghan Markle's the only one to get out of there and win. I think she held the only suitcase with the winning ticket in it, you know? Anyway, the point is take the house.
Claudia Jordan also held those briefcases and got out of there.
Well, it's not like they didn't get out of there. They didn't, like, put the rest of them on a line to the meat grinder. You know what I mean? They got out of there. But I'm saying the only one who Meghan Markled was Meghan Markle, you know?
Honestly, Ronnie, I'm having trouble following whatever we're talking about because I'm so caffeinated. All I know is that I just went on a really unnecessary UHF tangent and we're talking about Meghan Markle. And I'm like,
people learned long ago none of this makes sense. And it's all a bunch of bullshit.
None of this makes sense.
Speaking of caffeinated, listen, I have not started Coke again. Okay. I gave that up years ago, but I did start matcha tea powder. Oh my God. Wow. I have been coked out all week long.
A matcha after this? A little matcha?
A little matcha. Monkey. Have a little matcha, monkey. Wow. That's like the new drug. So good. And it's so expensive. They charge it like drugs too. I'm like, how much is this an ounce? For Christ's sake, I could buy a brick of cocaine. Fucking matcha powder. Okay, anyway, back to it. You're no Meghan Markle. That's the point. Marisol's like, well, what are you saying? He doesn't care about the kids? And she's like, I mean, the kids, this is where they grew up. This is all they know. Think about the children. And Marisol's like, well, they'll still know it. I mean, half the time, they get to live here, right? And Lisa just stops and thinks about it like, oh, I guess. But that's another thing, too. Like, I don't get to be with my kids. Meanwhile, you see the kid outside, climbing outside the second story window, just trying, brick by brick, trying to climb down and run away.
One kid is just doing, like, speed skating around the living room. So, because it's so slick. So then Lisa's like, I came from a broken home in Canada. I'm an immigrant. Well, I know, and I wonder, why couldn't Lenny have just waited a few years for the kid? Don't you remember? Don't you remember? Did you forget?
I forgot about her immigrant backstory. And they were like, you're from Canada. I was like, I am an immigrant.
Yeah, for anyone who wants a reason to go back to season three, just watch Lisa Hoxton at the reunion that I am an immigrant. I understand.
So, I mean, this show, season three, when Adriana was like, I saw Kanye's penis. Oh my God. In the bathroom.
That was last year. I forgot about the Kanye penis thing.
I forgot
about that fight. Oh my God.
I couldn't go to sleep last night, and I was cracking up in bed just thinking about that. It's like, this show is so loony.
Kanye penis fight.
Yeah.
So anyway, Lisa's just like, what happened between us that was so horrible that you needed to leave our family like this? It's called, the milk doesn't ask why it gets thrown out. It's called an expiration date. Okay, this is the arrangement that you guys have, okay?
And like literally
he's the asshole,
everything.
You're the trophy wife, yeah.
And literally everything that happened was so bad. We've been watching your marriage for years. It's always been fucking terrible, Lisa. It's always been horrible and terrible, and he's always been a fucking monster. Like, where is the shock here?
I know, you don't deserve to be treated like the way he's treating you. He is the monster. He is the bad one in this situation. But like, the shock from Lisa is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, so yeah, she doesn't deserve it. It's just the shock. I mean, my the God, shock. Lenny has been—he's been a.
I'm at a shock.
Your shock is shocking me. So, Marisol's like, all right, but now it's about you, and you have to be selfish now. Because listen, you have us, right? I mean, look—you've got me, Alexia. I'm like, are you trying to just make her, you know, go hold herself under the pool water? Like, give the woman a break. These are not bright horizons you're showing her.
I know, exactly. And she's like, did you ever think Alexia and I would get married again? Wait a second, you and Alexia are getting married? Are you guys lesbians now? No, honey, keep up with the metaphor. Look, you're going to be happy. You'll move through this. I just wish he never did this. Why do you have to do this? Oh, a month ago, everything was fine. Remember when I was learning the horror? We were going to put me up in a chair. Everything was going to be great. And now look.
Alaninu, ninu. Alaninu, ninu.
La, la, la. Oh, it was going to be so good. So I tried to do the horror song, and I just actually fully forgot it right there on the spot of my bed.
I'm basically walking through the Red Sea parted right now. Yes, Lisa, you're very, very Jewish. I ate a kegel for that man.
You mean a bagel?
And no, you didn't.
So. So now we go to Alexia and Frankie, and she's brought Frankie to this event, to a store, and she's meeting, there's some event planners there, and her friend Jimena is there. It's her store, and she's going to be having a big event, and it's going to be tied into a charity that is like linked with, it's basically helping people with unique abilities is what they say. So Frankie is like, of course, fawning over all the girls because he just loves girls. So he's just like hugging and kissing them all.
Like, any other person would be in so much trouble if they were like, yeah. Frankie. Like, what, you know, people suffer different long-term effects from traumas like that. Frankie's is just like hitting on chicks. I mean, like, everywhere they go, he's like, affection. Ladies, you are so beautiful. Come here. And he just hugs them really tight and kisses them and stuff. Okay, Frankie, back down. Somebody back down Frankie. Right.
Oh, well, you know, while he was recovering, we played a lot of Family Feud in the hospital, and I think it affected him.
What does that mean?
Remember that guy who hosted Family Feud? Who
had basically Richard Dawson?
As long as we're doing the game show a bit, you know?
I was thinking of Steve Harvey. I was like, what does Steve Harvey do?
Now that would be weird. Well, I believe or Lonnie, I almost said Lonnie Anderson, Louis Anderson, or Lonnie Anderson. Could you imagine if you picked up Lonnie Anderson traits?
Louis Anderson, just always typing with really long nails, big blonde hair. Solving crimes with Linda Carter, sexily. Okay, so he's like, ladies, you're so beautiful, all of you. So he's loving them. And Alexei's like, oh, Frankie, you know Frankie. He loves the girls. He just can't help it. One of my boys, both of my boys are like chick magnets.
Maybe Frankie is. I think Peter is more just like disaster magnet, maybe taxicab magnet. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think this show needs to just pull a Roseanne and just, like, you know, build it around everybody else. Just pretend Roseanne wasn't there anymore, you know?
Oh, what do you know, Peter, though? Chick magnet. Peter is such a chick magnet.
Chick magnet.
Yeah, so, the way he, you know, women just come flocking when he starts talking, like, oh, I'm just so tired today. Oh, God, women find that so hot.
Yeah.
Chick magnet.
Chick magnet. Well, you know, Frankie. It's a chick magnet. So then we go to, basically, she's just talking about the store. Jimena makes beautiful handbags. There's a grand opening. And you know, I wanted to tell you, the grand opening in Design District, the Design District, is now one of the most fancy parts of Miami. Was it ever ugly? It's called the Design District.
Well, it used to be the Bad Design District.
They've really improved the Design District with design.
Yeah. Yeah, they really improved it quite a bit. Yeah. I love Jimena's work is great. She really has an invisible touch. Get it? So that was more of a subtle Phil Collins reference, but a Phil Collins reference.
I'm not engaging. I'm not engaging in your Phil Collins obsession. Okay, I can't do it.
Well, now we go to Julia. She's on her dock and she's setting up candles, and there's a very loud cockatoo that's like, wah! And she's put up a little table, and she's setting up a little romantic moment, and she says,
since the girls left for college, Martina and I never had dinner together, just two of us alone. So tonight, I'm going to go out of my way to make surprise dinner for Martina. It'll be all pickles.
Well, yeah, you haven't had dinner for two because you keep refusing to have dinner for two because you're depressed about having dinner for two. Why are you making it sound like it's such a crazy thing? Yeah. It's like, yes, it's so crazy. We haven't had dinner for two. I wish they had rolled the clip of her going, I cannot have dinner for two. I can't do it. That's like my favorite thing of Julia.
It's like, not like you guys have been too busy. Okay, it's like literally you guys are doing nothing. I refuse
to eat dinner with just two people. So she's basically bossing her kid around to cook this dinner, which is a whole fish. And she's like,
let me take you back to years ago. I invited Martina to my small apartment in Paris, and I made dinner. The same one I'm trying to recreate on the exact same table.
I was like, that is some rich people shit. To like meet somebody who will fly your small ass Paris table all the way to Miami. That's love. You better get used to some dinners for two. If someone paid for that U-Haul, girl, I'd be eating dinner for two every meal.
I don't know why that table made it to America. I mean, it's a cute little table, but like that's a transatlantic move. And that table, that table is on the curb in Paris. That is going to the Paris flea market. Okay, I'm sorry.
Things are automatically fancier if they're from Paris, even if they're shit. You know, it's like, oh my God, got you a Kit Kat. It's from Paris.
It's true.
It's fucking Kit Kat. You know, like, could you have looked a little harder? But it's from Paris, Ronnie.
Well, actually, that table, I did look it up. And it's a limited edition Sonia Raquel table. Yeah, Sonia Raquel.
Someone's coming in to put some shears on it any second.
Is that Chloe Collette? Is that table Chloe Collette?
So Julia is bossing the kid around to cook the fish. She tells us the story of their beautiful relationship. And then the fish comes out of the oven and it looks insane.
It's crazy. It is. That is a crazy, crazy fish.
Did you punch the fish?
What happened, like, what happened to the fish? I know. Was it thrashing? Like, who was there? Was there an animal in there also that was alive at one point?
Yeah. Did you kill the fish and gut it before you put it in there? Or did you just grab it straight out the water and throw it in there?
What happened to that? Because that wasn't just overcooked. It was like crazy. It was, I've never seen a fish turn into something like that.
Oh my god. Well, it looked really sad. So she's like, I overcooked it and you kicked the crap out of it. Jesus. Yeah.
Also, so, you delegated the overcooking. You didn't even overcook it. But the best part about that fish being overcooked is that Julia harps on it for like the rest of the episode. The rest of the episode is like, I may have had better fish 14 years ago, but at least I have a nicer car now. Like, everything she compares to having a better fish 14 years ago. Like, she is so embarrassed about that fish.
Yeah. It looks like I dropped in Volcana. And the producer's like, Volcana? Do you mean volcano? That's rude.
Like, that was rude. Like, we already get it. Like, you already put up a caption. Like, the joke, you don't have to, like, spell it out.
Yeah, you don't need to shame her about it. If you're going to shame her for anything, shame her for not appreciating American wood.
Yeah, that's right. Shame her for not, you know, enjoying IKEA.
How you say? I thought it was girl table. So the bird keeps just squawking and squawking, and it's just Leah Black at the front gate. She's like, "Let me in! I'm here.
What are you doing?
I'm something for Martina. Martina needed some more under eye moisturizer."
It does, yeah. My favorite part about this was when Victoria from Real Girls Friends of Paris actually showed up and threw French fries at that table. I was like, wow, she is really committed to that behavior.
Let's see. Martina comes down and Victoria, the daughter's like, hey, Martina, it's time to go for dinner because, like, mom needs help again, with Zorba because, like, Zorba needs help with his bandage. Well, that's what you get for naming your damn dog Zorba. You know, Zorba the Greek. I was in that musical. Life is what you do while you're waiting to die. Isn't that nice? Isn't that a nice lyric?
I've heard that lyric, but I didn't know that Zorba the Greek was a musical. I thought it was just a movie with like Anthony Quinn or something.
It was a musical. Some say a good musical. It wasn't necessarily when I did it, but that's the first lyric. Life is what you do while you're waiting to die. And you know what? I've lived by that ever since. So I would like to thank Musical Theater El Paso for the experience.
Question, better or worse than the musical that I was in eighth grade, Flora the Red Menace, about a woman contemplating joining the Communist Party?
Yeah, you know, that sounds fun because it had Liza, you know?
Oh, was Liza in that?
Yeah, she was in Flora. Well, she sings something from Flora the Red Menace. I'm assuming she was in it.
I think it was Candor and Ebb.
It's just like Zorba, of course, Zorba. The first line of the musical is, life is what you do while you're waiting to die. Of course he's going to pull out his fucking bandage. That's my point, you know? And Martina's just like, oh, he ripped it again, goddamn Zorba. And so she comes out, and there's petals all over the walk, and the dinner is set up on the dock. And it's like, oh, so sweet. Look at this. You're such a star, Julia.
And Julia's like, yes, come sit down at the tiny table. So Martina's like, well, cheers to 14 years ago, same table, same kind of fish. And Julia goes, overcooked. And she goes, well, you know, it's the effort that counts. You can't win them all. That's just what I always say to Gigi Fernandez. Ha, enjoy that, not being as famous as me. Still got to go on to Yas pretending, telling people who she is.
Now, here's something that's never been said to Steffi Graf. This is perfect, and so are you.
Here's something that was never said to Gigi Fernandez. Wow, this is iconic.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Would you like some overcooked fish? I tried my best. And she's like,
well, you tried your best to murder it, apparently. Did you come at this with Freddy Krueger razors on your nails? The asparagus is nice.
I call that Fernandezing it. You know, you just try your best and, you know, hope that history remembers you, and it usually won't. Anyway, good job, sort of.
And Julia's like,
you know, the dinner 14 years ago was better, but today I love you 14 years more. So when I was making this dinner tonight, I was thinking of us in Paris, and in the back of the mind, I have this distress because I keep thinking of Lisa and what she's going through, and that is so scary. Relationships are fragile, and what we see on the outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, hurry it up. Get to what you really want to ask.
Well, you know, people are, you never know what people are really thinking, and we think we know people, but in reality, we don't know people. So I want to know, is there something you're kind of holding against me that is a barrier?
Yes, Julia, you won't even have a fucking dinner for two with her because your kids are gone, and then you won't stay at the main Miami house, and you keep running off, and then you cry every day. Okay, yeah. Do I need to answer this for you, Martina? Because Martina's like... Well, I would like to go to Aspen for 2 weeks a year. I'm like, Martina, call me next time you're going to make a list to bitch about during a romantic dinner. Because I've got a way longer list you can use.
Yeah. So Julia's like,
but if you go to Aspen, I'm worried you'll run away with Aspen skier.
She's like, darling, you know what I love about Aspen?
Aspen skiers.
No, Aspen.
Skiers.
No, just Aspen.
No skiers?
No, not the women, not the men. I love being there, but I want to be there with you and not anyone else.
Although there was that time that I went clubbing all by myself and that crazy white lady started screaming the F word at a DJ. That was good. I was willing to do the conga, but unfortunately I was the only one.
So what are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is that I've arranged for a special date for the two of us at Kimasabe's. We're going to light a hat on fire.
Yeah, and she's like, listen, what we share is where we come from. And you don't get that with other people. We're always coming back together. I'm not going anywhere. We have regional commitment.
Regional commitment.
Just no, I was 14 years younger in Paris and my fish was perfect. I just want to just establish I can make fish. I can do it. But I feel the same giddiness all over again.
Now, will you please send something fairly inconsequential to Paris for me to prove that you love me?
Oh, you all!
Send something fairly inconsequential to Paris.
I'm gonna send your nightstand to Paris.
Oh, you love me just like the same day we met.
So now we go to Alexia at a restaurant, and she's meeting up with Marisol, and she's like, oh, well, you know, you got all I'll tell you what, you got all sexy for me, and I'm taking the sexy out of you, okay? And she's like, yeah, well, I'm showing some skin. Oh, well, I'm showing some boob, you know?
Todd will never not love my teeth. So the waiter offers the specials, and they're the easiest customers ever. As a waiter, I was like, God, he's lucky. He's like, hi, everybody. Guess what we have? Pomegranate salad. We'll take that.
Oh, I always get that. It's very good. I'll take one of those.
Also, we have steak. I'll take it. Also, we have champagne.
Steak is really good. I'll take that. Yeah.
I'll take that. Oh, I have to tell you something. I'll take the steak.
And now, probably the highlight of the season for me, and like already maybe the top one and two gays we've ever seen on Bravo, Richard and Lee come by the table. And they're like, oh my God, are you guys filming? We don't need to be filming, sorry. And they are just there to gossip. Two old queens gossiping away.
Like, oh my God, are you doing your stupid TV show? Wouldn't want to interrupt that. hey, you're doing your TV show? Where's the Hochsteins? I mean,
and the other one's like, they're getting divorced, honey. Didn't you hear about?
Oh, I didn't even know they were still married. You mean Lisa? Lisa's still married?
Oh, yeah. He has another girlfriend already. It's been in all the papers, but you don't read the papers.
These messy queens. I loved it, too, because they're just like older. They don't give a fuck, you know? Yeah. They're, like, older. They don't work out for shit. And I only point that out because it's Miami. And I would feel so insecure being like, I'm going to go be old in Miami because everyone there's like, ooh, I lifted car today. But they're just like, we're just fucking, we're gay. We don't care. We're doing this. Let's go be on Real Housewives of Miami. Mic us up, bitches.
No, they are wonderful. They are like, I feel like this is the best gay cameo since that one guy sipping the martini in on Rooney. You know, like they are just there. They're going to a piano bar afterwards. They're going to be singing some show tunes. And I mean this all in the best way. Like, I love them and I need them
to be. This is us.
This is us. I actually was thinking I was like, we would be in the corner being like, all right, let's just invade their scene. Like, of course they're filming. There's cameras right there.
And you're mic'd, you know, which is another thing. So they're also, this shady ass queen is trying to start this storyline that Lisa's like cheating. He's like, Lisa? Lisa's not divorced. And it's like, girl, you gotta wait for these storylines just to come out. You know, you can't be just bringing up a huge bomb like that on screen. And I like that they didn't let that go any further.
Oh, I love them. They were giving like Bert and Ernie vibes, and they just were just so wonderful. We need them back more.
Yes, and Alexi, of course, who didn't totally tell those guys to stop by and ask shit about Lisa, was Alexi's like, oh, I feel so bad for Lisa because we're out to dinner and we can't even help it with when people with microphones come up and ask us about Lisa and Lenny.
I mean, like, even though it's like a big city, it's also like a small town and gossip gets around. Like, yeah. So Alexia's, and you know, it's so funny, like what he said about Lisa, because like everyone knows about Lisa and Lenny. Like everyone knows. Wow, it's all over the newspapers. Like, just it's almost as famous as my bedazzled cocky cup.
And you know, oh well, it's hard when a good friend's going through it, and you've kind of gone through it, and I went through it, you know. But I save her because I like want to save her because it's a process. And she goes, yesterday I told her, I said, look at Alexia. Did you ever think Alexia would get married again? And then we see a clip of 5 minutes ago. Did you think Alexia would ever get married again? This show takes the prize of showing clips from 5 minutes ago.
I know, they really do. I mean, I said to Lisa, look at Alexia. First she marries a drug dealer, and then she marries a closeted gay man. I mean, do you think she's going to try to give love a third try? Of course she will. So get back up on that horse, kiddo.
So they both agree that there were signs and Lisa just chose not to see those signs. And they kind of just go on and on.
Yeah.
So then it's we go to. How she drives. Yeah. And then we go to so many chickens. Okay, I get it. You know, and like we know a lot of like snotty LA people who are like, we have our own hens and chickens for our own farm grown eggs. Those are the only eggs that my family will eat. Like we know those people, right? But Julia has, like, is she like a food farm?
Is she like a grocery store farm?
Yeah, she really has a huge amount of chickens.
She has a large amount of small chickens. They're sort of small chickens, small little chickens. They all seem terrified of her. They're all running away from her. And but there was one chicken that was like trying to lay some eggs, and Julia's like, "Oh, can I take egg?" And the chicken's like, "Get away, bitch!" She's like, "No, I want egg." "No, bitch, get away, squawk."
Yeah, they're all afraid of her because she keeps trying to force one of them to go to dinner with her, so she doesn't have to have a one-on-one with Martina.
Yeah, and it turns out this was actually a foreshadowing scene. It's like a bite foreshadow scene because the chicken basically keeps trying to bite her. And she's like, okay, don't bite me. I don't try to bite you. I'm like, I don't think that logic worked for the chicken.
So then Nicole is with her Ken, and her Ken is outside riding a horse. He's just sitting on the horse, has wheels. I think this is a cool toy. A little toy review. I thought this was so cool. I've never seen one of these. You sit on the horse and it's like one of those bouncy chairs that you just put the kid in, they bounce up and down. But this one's a horse, and bouncing up and down makes the horse go.
I'm so glad you said that, Ronnie, because I thought it was cool too, and I almost wrote that down, and I was like, no one wants to hear my thoughts on this horse. But now that you said it, I was like, that's so cool. It probably costs $5,000.
Yeah, it's a really cool toy. So just when you think they've come up with everything, am I right?
And then we got to cut to Larsa and her daughter shopping in a boutique, and Larsa saying, no, you can't wear that. That's too grown. I'm sorry. Girl, no. In this household, we only wear things that are significantly younger than your age.
Yeah. Now, would I date someone who looks your age? Yes, but you're not buying that. Go change.
And Larsa's favorite thing is to go buy her daughter clothes and then brag about how expensive they are.
Yeah.
It's like how did we like spend like $2,000 like?
How did that happen like? So now we go to Gertie and Russell.
Dollikers like. I was trying to put like in the middle of dollars.
Oh, Dollikers. Dollikers. I want to date someone from the Lakers. So Gertie and Russell are now, they're walking on the beach, and like one of her minions has set up some chairs in a little cabana. And so they sit down, and Gertie is like talking to one of the employees. She's like, "Hello, Mr. Mano. Like, what's going on? Is it looking good? Is it gratified? Is this gratified? Is it a gratified gazebo?" Ah! And he's like, "Yes, yes, yes." So they go and they sit down. They start to have a talk.
Because this whole Lisa thing is making everybody go to their partner and be like, "Let's do something romantic. Are you leaving me? Who are you fucking? Who are you fucking?" Yeah. So that's basically her turn at this scene. So she tells us their story again. They met. They were in love at the first beach. And she's like, "He proposed to me right at this beach. And I wasn't expecting it, but I didn't know it, obviously. So I wasn't prepared aesthetically, but I said yes anyway. Gratified."
And then we hear more about their romantic engagement. He's like, "Yeah, remember we went to dinner first? Remember? Macaroni Grill."
And they crack up like it's the funniest thing that they used to be poor. And I was like, "I kind of hate you right now because that sounds very fancy to me." I'm like, "Macaroni Grill? Wow, the luxury.
Yeah.
I wish I could go." Maybe one day, maybe I'll plan my 50th birthday party at the Macaroni Grill.
Isn't it spelled like M-A-C-C-H-E-R or something like that? So either way, 20 years, that was 20 years ago. And so Gertie is like, "How do I keep a marriage fresh after 20 years? Lots of communication and I'll be honest, lots and lots of sex. Gratified sex. Okay, have you ever had sex with roses coming out of your vagina? Gratified."
Speaking of Lisa and Lenny, the disrespect level. I can't believe it. And he's like, "Wow, you spent 15 years with someone and you have kids with someone." Yeah, well, this made me process things different. Are you happy? What can I do better? Specifically, because I've been trying to be cognitive about the fact that I'm a workaholic. Do you see my effort? Do you see it? And he's like, "Yeah, I see the effort, but like, you know, you shut down at night, like you fly around the world, and then you just want to get in your sleep number. And then you put on these shows. I don't want to watch these shows."
She's like, "You're on one of these shows. Do you realize that?"
I like that she's sitting him down and being like, "What is the worst thing about our marriage?" He's like, "I hate your Netflix queue."
And your sleep number. It's like, "Well, I wish we could just both be a 7. So Gertie's like, "Well, sexually we're okay, right?" And he's like, "Well, I mean, more is always better, you know. But don't worry, babe. I'm here for the long run. You know that. I'm not talking about me and you. I'm talking about the kids, too. I'm always going to be their dad. And maybe I'll still be your husband." And she's like, "Well, yes, but it's hurtful to me, you know, because, like, the boys are, like, you know, they're always like, 'Daddy, daddy, daddy.' And, like, they always want to play Star Wars and Legos. They never want to play Designer Wedding. And it's just, like, sad."
Yeah, because, you know, Lego, Star Wars, I'm not cool like that. "I finish meetings and I'm tired." And he's like, "I get it. You're tired. But we're in a family funk. Okay, you remember when we used to have family game night?" "Yeah." "Do you remember my favorite game?" "You would give the kids cake samples and make them choose the best one. And if they didn't choose the most moist one, you'd hit them on the head with a fly swatter. God, I miss those days. We need to return to those days."
Yes, we need to bring back cake raids. Not charades, cake raids.
"If there are 10 seats at a table, but the mother-in-law is single and doesn't have a seat, where do you put her? God, that was a good game. None of you got that right. None of you. All boys."
"Now, listen, Russell, to be fair, we would often play one of your games. We would play Pictionary, so don't act like we only played wedding games." "Yeah, but every single time you just drew wedding charts. We always knew what it was."
So she's like, "Well, I've been trying, but I'm not the best Gertie yet." So then they decide to go fuck in the car. So Julia is in a huge ass truck with red rims. I love red rims. I want red rims.
Yeah. I don't think you should get red rims.
I'm getting red rims.
I'm getting them. I want them. You have a black car. A black car with red rims. It's just cheesy. You're gonna look like, you know what? You're gonna look like you play League of Legends professionally, okay?
It's my dream. And also, I'm a thumb ring person now. I can pull it off. So, Julia's
please,
like,
wait, I'm imploring the audience, please tell Ronnie not to put red rims on his black car.
With lights. I want them with LED lights, too.
Oh, God.
So Julia's like, here we are, no turning back now. And I was like, oh my God, says the chicken in your coop, like who literally can't escape. But she's with Adriana at a wellness aesthetic clinic. And I swear to you, you know how you marry people? You know how, like, especially gay guys do this. You date someone that looks exactly like you. I mean, not in your case, but you know how that's like the whole thing. Like,
I know there's definitely a phenomenon of gay guys who look identical to each other and they post together on Instagram. Go if you if your eyes are not open to it, look on Instagram and you will never. It's like the most crazy, shocking thing. I've taken like screen grabs of it, and then I'm like, I always want to post it, but then I'm afraid to be like, why are you shaming gay love? Like, it's just like love is love, and so I never post them, but I like in my collection.
Yeah. Oh, so that's the thing. Or like people who buy dogs that look like them, and you can and you can look it up on Google and they look exactly like their dog. Adriana's like that, except with estheticians. Did you notice that this woman was her twin?
Yeah. It was 100% her twin. It was literally Adriana. Okay, this is why I love Miami. Adriana is going in for her Brazilian butt lift, and the nurse practitioner walks in looking like the hostess of a restaurant. I mean, it's like she is like this gorgeous, gorgeous woman, which of course that has nothing to do with it, but like her hair is like all blown out. She's wearing just this like, she's just wearing something
she's
you don't
expect.
She's
wearing a formal dress.
A formal,
you know?
It's like a cocktail dress.
Yeah, to do this thing. It's like an evening at the White House dinner dress, you know?
Yeah, and then later on when she starts the procedure, this nurse practitioner, I think her name is Livia, she doesn't put on like a white, like doctor's coat. She sort of puts on almost like a little smocky thing. It's like a sleeveless thing, white thing that she sort of drapes over her dress. It's like a pure, it's like a functional thing. Yeah, it's like, has, it just is so fun. She's like, okay, well now I'm going to do something medical. So I'm going to put this, I'm going to put on a tiny smock.
I know. It's like not medical at all. It's tailored to look just like her dress, but go right over her dress.
Did you see it?
Yes, it was so funny. I was like, I wonder if she has these for every different kind of outfit she wears. Because you know this lady will show up in a full-on ball gown with like a full ball gown smock.
Yeah, like I'm fully expecting doctors in Miami to be in, like to wear dresses like you see in the opening title card of Real Housewives of Miami. And it's like, okay, time to scrub up. And they just put on like a scarf. Okay, I'm ready.
So they're talking about the butt procedure. And it's not going to be surgery. It's just she's going to get shots and stuff. And then, of course, it becomes about Larsa and Adriana's big butt fight. And Larsa saying, I think her butt like the... Oh, no. Adriana saying, I think her butt looks great. It's just that it bothers me that she denies she's had her butt done. Just own it. Own it.
And then Livia, I love Livia doing, you know, explaining what the procedure is. She's like, the end result is an augmented, rounded, lifted buttocks with a beautiful, silky skin like the petals of a rose.
Well, I love the petals of a rose. So they do it, and Julia's freaking out. She's like, I cannot handle needles. So,
and this, by the way, this was as needle scenes go on Real Housewives, this was a little bit more visceral. There was definitely blood streaming out of Adriana's butt where the needle was going in, because I know there's a lot of veins back there. So, but normally we see these Botox needles going in. It's like, okay, but this time it was a little bit more like, eee. So then Adriana's like, oh, tell me a funny story, Julia. Distract me. So Julia goes,
oh, well, Martina and I are going to have a baby. It woke something up inside both of us. It brought us closer. You know, Martina knows how much I cannot comprehend empty house. And she knows how I really can make a good fish. I really, really can. I did it 14 years ago. I really can do it. Okay?
So Martina came up to her after that romantic dinner and hugged her and said, maybe it's time to adopt. Which I think is so cute and sweet, and I love that that is their option. I mean, I love that that's their decision instead of,
doing the usual housewives go through the whole fertility thing. And I'm not dissing that. I just mean, like, being older, I just think it's nice to hear somebody say this. Like, I'm going to adopt an older kid who needs somebody, you know? Yeah. I don't need, like, the full biological deal. Like, let's just...
And Julia's... And Adriana's like, but you know there's going to be, like, driving to school and drop off. And Julia's like, I miss that. She's like, that's what I love. I still have the energy. I've got the energy. I've got the health to care for another human being. And I just want this so bad. And Adriana's like, and there are so many kids in this world that would die to have you as a family. And they're like kind of clasping hands. And it's actually such a sweet moment. And then you remember it's all happening while Adriana's getting up the swing butt lift.
I was dying. That's why this show's the best. And Julia's like, you've been such a good mother to Adriana. And Adriana's like, I'll be a good mother to my bot. And so then it's the day of Alexia's charity event. So everybody's getting ready. And Adriana's butt is sore. It's like, no pain, no gain. So then everyone starts arriving. Nicole and Gertie are driving together. And Nicole's talking about, like, I can't believe next week is my engagement party. Oh, me too. I'm so excited. What's going on? Talk to me, girl. I can't believe I didn't have to read about it in People First. And she's like, well, you know, Anthony and I met in Vegas, so we're going to play off the Vegas theme, you know, like winning and love. Please don't do that because literally nobody wins in Vegas. Everybody knows that.
She goes, it's going to be like a very Great Gatsby Vegas theme. I'm like, you know, those are two very different things. I just want to put it out there. Las Vegas and Great Gatsby are two totally different concepts.
But their theme is terrible, terrible outcomes. Right. And I'm like, don't do a Vegas theme. First of all, nobody survives Great Gatsby. Okay. I mean, if you don't know that by now, you don't even get a spoiler alert. And Vegas, you feel like you win a lot and then it's all taken back. And we're already worried for this relationship. So
I know.
Rethink.
So Nicole's decided that she wants to participate in this season. So she goes, oh, by the way, like, I noticed some weird jabs, like, dare I say, malicious jabs from Larsa. And she's always like, oh, your ex-husband, the teacher. Oh, your ex-husband, the teacher. And then we get flashback from last season of Larsa being like, well, I mean, you know, your experience with your ex-husband was different because he was a teacher. I mean, your ex-husband, he was a teacher. I mean, you were married to a man who was a teacher.
And she's like, I mean, I just don't get why she's doing that. It's like telling you, like, you know, your husband, the fireman. And she's like, no, I don't think that she meant the meaning like that. She goes, well, what else could it mean? It means that you dumped your teacher for a rich person the second you got the chance. Don't pretend you don't know what she meant.
Well, actually, I think also what Larsa, I hate to take Larsa's side, although I'm really enjoying Larsa this season. It's the weirdest thing. I've not hated Larsa. Is that she is basically saying, look, it's one thing to divorce sort of a normal person, but it's another thing when you divorce someone's extremely wealthy and high profile, you have to deal with a lot of bullshit. That's really, I think, what Larsa is trying to say. Far be it for me to ever defend her.
Well, in this argument, that's what she's saying. But when she brought it up the first time, she was saying...
Yeah, it was about social climbing.
She was saying Nicole was social climbing, yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll get to this new fight in a moment. So then everyone starts showing up. Frankie, of course, is like, girls, you're all so beautiful. And then goes and starts hugging and kissing all the workers there. Yeah. And Alexia's like, oh my God, he's been waiting for this. And Frankie goes, where's my drink, dog? No one brought him a drink. Frankie's so cute.
He's adorable. And so then Marisol shows up and she's like, oh, well, do you need a cocky? Like, if your name, okay, hey, Marisol, if you were to name a cocktail after me, like, what would you name it? And she's like, Brolexia.
No.
Or how about Spicy Blonde?
She said Blowlexia.
Blowlexia?
I think so, because she said, because you're blonde, you know, so like blonde and Lexia. That's how I took it, but I thought it was funny because she was also on Cocaine Cowboys, you know?
Yeah. So, I see what you're saying. So then Adriana arrives and we're just seeing people arriving. Lisa's getting her makeup done. And then Alexia's like, oh, well, you know, Non Peters, have you seen the latest article that came out with Lenny's article? Like Lenny's girlfriend giving like a statement, like, is it crazy? Like, are you ready for this? So then We go over to Lisa, and she's like, oh my God, here's page 6 says this. Lenny's girlfriend, I'm not the reason for his divorce. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Why is she even giving statements? Shut up and stay out of it. And Alexa's like, oh my God, she's like nobody. She's like the other one. And Adriana's like, well, that's how these Miami hoes operate. And then Larsa comes and they're all talking about it. Nicole's like, oh my God. And now the new girl is making statements. And Larsa goes, like, who like does that like?
And so then Lisa steps into her car to go to the party, and she calls up Lenny and she's like, I don't know how you're allowing this to happen. If someone's going to lie about me, I'm going to tell the truth about them. And that's that. Okay. I got to go. This is bullshit. And I'm not going to let you two think that you're going to get away with this squeaky clean like we were separated long before. That's a lie. Okay. I will see you at horror class.
Our kids are going to read this. You don't care about the children. And if you did, you wouldn't be doing this.
And he just goes, fuck you. And then she looks at the phone in shock. Like, she can't believe that Lenny, one of the classiest gentlemen on this planet, would just say fuck you.
I know. Can't believe it. He's normally so,
yeah,
so polite and
such a charmer.
And charming and yeah. So, you know, such a worldly man. So now they're basically they're back at the party. We find out that Julia's not going to be there because she had an accident. She got 14 stitches because her dogs bit her. Basically, she has two puppies and they were fighting, and Julia tried to intervene and the dog bit her. But we all know it was that chicken. Let's be honest, it was the chicken, and she does not want to admit it. Okay.
She wouldn't let the chicken go. She's like, we are going to try this again, chicken. You will be my friend.
Martina's like, honey, this is all I want. Please don't tell people you got stitches from a chicken, okay? Because you represent me. You're an extension of me. Just say it was the dogs. Please don't say you got a chicken injury.
Don't hurt the chicken reputation.
But everybody knows you don't get between two dogs. Get a squirt gun. You know Martina's got one.
Hey, you having dinner with me tonight? No, I cannot have two-person dinner. Ah, this was my eye.
I think Martina could get between two dogs. Like, nothing can stop Martina.
With a tennis racket, you know? Oh, dogs, you crazy little muffins. So then, Alexia, they're mingling. And then the guys from the charity come in to represent. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much for doing this, because I cannot believe you do this for the community. And the guy's like, well, anyone should have a chance to work, because everyone has a unique ability. And he's wearing a t-shirt that says, be unique.
Yeah, like be unique every right? day. And then Kiki walks in and she's like, oh, I want that t-shirt. So do you guys have Burger King here or what? What's going on?
I don't know why that made me cough my face off, but it did.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens. You know?
I'm dead. I died. Carry on. Congratulations on your new life alone.
So anyway, Adriana's like, hello, everyone. I got my BBL yesterday. And so she starts showing it off. And
but like, she doesn't, because she's wearing a really long jacket that goes straight down. You can't see her butt at all.
I know. And everyone's like, you got it yesterday? And she's like, well, it's non-surgical. So they're all looking at it. And Larsa's like, I have no idea, like, what Adriana's doing. Like, she judged me, like, because I have a fat ass. Like, she's jealous. She wishes she had my body. Okay? So she's basically going to buy it, like.
Well, so did you. It's like being mad that somebody bought the same dress you did. You know what I mean? That's not your butt anyway. You know, she has to buy it. But I like have it already, like.
It's a conga line of butts. Starts with Kim Kardashian at the front, Adriana in the back. Human butt.
Yeah, that's really funny. When she's going to get she's getting Kim Kardashian's face, her butt, like every single thing from Kim Kardashian. Then she's like, oh my God, that girl's like so jealous of me. Like, she's trying to look like me.
I know. It's amazing.
Oh my God, announcement.
What?
First baby snail of this romantic snail pairing in Baby Gorgeous's little bowl. Oh, guys, we saw him boning last week, and now the first baby has arrived.
There's a Welcome baby snail?
Welcome to the world. Yes, there's a little baby snail. Welcome to the world. Ow! Why did you bite me? I don't bite you.
Well, For every,
could you imagine a snail bite?
The pendulum swings both ways. I've got news too. Summer House is coming back on February 7th. That was just announced.
Mine's better. Okay, so they are back at the place, and Alexi's like, "Thank you so much for coming, Larsa." And she's like, "I want to tell you something. Lisa, listen to me very, like, carefully. Like, that girl is no one, okay? Like, she's like, I don't even know who, because, like, she's no one." And Lisa's like, "Lenny's doing this. It's Lenny's doing it. He's doing it. Let's sit down. I'm sure everybody wants to hear about my pain some more. Let's sit." Well, all I have to say, like, is if you were a no one, would you go talk to the press? Like, we would never do that. Like, never. Girl, Larsa, are you telling... Larsa, you are Larsa.
You literally are a no one. You are, like, married to... a basketball player. Like, you exist because you talk to the press.
Yes, you call the press all the time. Are you telling me you don't call the paps to go get you with pictures in the mall holding hands with 16-year-olds? Come on.
Yeah. So then Lisa's just like, "Well, I just cry and cry and cry. Oh, look at this text. Oh my God. Lenny just texted me this. Are you planning on ordering groceries anytime soon? Crunchy peanut butter and bananas, strawberries too." This fuckface has the nerve to demand that she gets him groceries when he's actively sleeping with someone else and staying somewhere else. No, Lenny, you do not get your peanut butter and bananas and strawberries too.
And Larsa just starts laughing. They both start laughing because it's so ridiculous. And Larsa's like, "Oh my God, he has lost his mind. Can Trailer Trash not order groceries at her own, like, house, like, now? Like, what the hell?" And Lisa's like, "Yeah, now he wants me to buy him strawberries and bananas. You know what? I'll buy those bananas and I'll stick them up your ass."
Yeah. So then now, I guess Lisa walks off somewhere, maybe to go to the bathroom or something. So now Nicole sits down with Larsa, and Larsa tells her about this whole grocery situation. And then Larsa's like, "Oh my God, this is, like, crazy." Like, and Nicole's like, "Yeah, that's so funny. Hey, you know what's, like, the interesting thing is, though, that, like, this is, like, the first time that you and I have ever sat down and had, like, a conversation, which is, like, funny." And it's funny, really? That she said that, because it's not a conversation. This is actually about to be a confrontation, but she's acting like they're having a conversation.
Yeah, Larsa's like, "Really?" She goes, "Yeah, and it's, like, both of us, because it takes two to tango, and, like, we don't dance. But what's weird is, like, the last couple times we've been together, you just keep saying your ex-husband, the teacher, and it's like, where are we going with this?"
"Yeah, well, do you know who I was married to? Like, do you know who I was married to? Like... do you know who I was married to, like?"
"If you, like, get a, like, divorce from Anthony, like, let's talk, like." And that's not really the point. Larsa's saying, like, "You don't have anything to say because you don't understand a divorce from a famous person."
Right.
But she's not saying that. So Nicole's like, "Yeah, but, like, it seems like you're being condescending. And I don't think that was your intention. But, like, moving forward, maybe we should, like, work on that or whatever in our relationship."
Yeah. And so Larsa's like, "I think that's, like, more like baby steps, because, like, and when I say baby steps, I mean, like, baby snail steps, like, as small steps for a snail, like the one in Ronnie's house, because you just judged me before you knew who I was. You said hurtful things to me. Like, you know what you said to me? You said to my face, you said you had to know who I was before you could invite me to your house. Wow.
And then we see the clip of that with her going, like, "Why would I invite you to my house? I barely even know you." And then Larsa goes, "Who the fuck are you to invite me to your house, like?" So then we're back. And Nicole's like, "Well, I was just saying I wanted to get to know you." "Yeah, I know. But, like, Nicole, like, I heard, like, crazy things about you. Like, I heard, like, you hooked up with, like, every doctor in the, like, hospital. Swear to God. Swear to God. Swear to God, like. But, like, did I ever mention it? No. But did I hear about it? Yeah. So, like, who are you to judge me? Who are you to judge somebody hooking up with people? You know, this is fucking crazy town."
Larsa just always has wild rumors. I love that Larsa gets so mad that Adriana's like, "I saw Kanye West's penis," and then she's like, "Oh," and she's like mad that Adriana would spread that rumor, and then yet she's happy to say that Nicole has slept with every single doctor in a hospital.
the woman making people come with her toes on OnlyFans is slut-shaming somebody. That makes me crazy about this show.
A doctor,
stop
no
slut-shaming.
Less. Slut-shaming, yes. A doctor, no less.
Why are you shaming somebody for fucking every doctor in the hospital? I would fuck every doctor in the hospital if I got the chance, and more power to me. My God, I'm so sick of the slut-shaming. It's Miami, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, it should be called Slut Uplifting.
Fuck on, fuckers. Yes, let's uplift.
Slut lifting. Let's say it like that. So anyway, to be continued, we got a great mid-season trailer. I can't believe we're already at episode 9, but considering that Peacock dropped about 45 episodes during December while we were on break, I guess that makes sense. But anyway, thank you all for listening. Go get your Crappens tickets. By the way, Ronnie, do you have a name for your baby snail?
Not yet. It just arrived.
It's like,
I don't know what to name it.
Maybe Larsa.
Well, let's see. It's Baby Gorgeous. So it should probably have something to do with Lisa Barlow.
Fresh Wolf.
Baby Gorgeous. You guys name it. Just comment on this on Instagram and tell us what we should name it. It's so cute. Oh, my God. You're so little.
Maybe you could call it Peter. Like, oh, well, you know, Peter, you know?
Oh, my God. Well, that's just not good luck.
That's not good luck. You're right.
No, it's like an abusive, horrible snail.
Well, I'm so happy that your fish tank got gratified mid-episode. That is wonderful. That is a mitzvah. A little baby snail arrived. A birth happened during the podcast live on the air. And the doctor who delivered that snail maybe slept with Nicole. I don't know. She slept with every doctor.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being with us. What a wonderful, fun week we've had. And still to come is Dwell Hello at some point on Premium Wondery.
It may already be out. Who knows?
Yes. And just a reminder, I think I say it at the beginning of every episode. I think I'm the voice. It's like, Amazon Prime members. But if you are on Amazon Prime, you already have commercial-free Crappens and all of the Dwell Hello episodes. Pero... you just have to listen through Amazon Music. So try that. And everybody, thanks so much for being with us. Don't forget to go get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. This tour is shaping up to be a really, really big one and a really fun one. So join us for that. Go check out our Vanderpump Rules preview video, which is an hour long, super fun. And we'll talk to you next week. You guys have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bend with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.